Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. So today we are surrounded with three individuals from the hallowed halls of Winthrop University, right across the street here at Cherry Road, that are involved with a really special program called Winthrop Life. And we're going to learn all about that today. Ryan Morrison is with us, the program coordinator. Jacob Kirsch is one of the students. And Jay Rogers, who's a student, but she's also a mentor over there at the program. So let's do some introductions. Ryan, I'm going to go ahead and start off with you, if you would, please.
All right. So my name is Ryan Morrison. I'm the program coordinator at Winthrop Life. First of all, we want to thank you for having us. We
sure
love to tell our story, and so we appreciate you having us here, and even more special that have two folks involved with the program with us today. So I'm born and raised in Rock Hill, been here my whole life, graduated from Winthrop, and have been back at Winthrop as part of Winthrop Life for 2 years now.
Good for you. So you brought along with you a rather animated student of yours by the name of Jacob Kirsch. So Jacob, come up a little closer to the microphones. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hello, my name is Jacob Kirsch. I am 19 years old. I'm a Winthrop Life student, and I was born in Russia, Moscow, Russia, and I go to Winthrop Life.
Good for you. Good for you. Well done. See that? We knew he could pull it off. And over here, the rose between the two thorns is Jay. Jay is a nickname.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about you, Jay.
Okay, well, I'm Jakaria Rogers. I'm from Marion, South Carolina, but I graduated from Bowling Springs High School in Bowling Springs. And I work with Winthrop Life as a residential mentor and a peer mentor.
So you are a student as well as a mentor?
Yes.
What year are you at Winthrop?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
You like it over here?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So let's go back to you, if we can, Ryan. What is the Winthrop Life program? What's it all about?
So Winthrop Life is a post-secondary program, so an after-high school program for students with intellectual disabilities. And so anyone 18 to 26 who has an intellectual disability can apply. And our mission statement is helping them develop into independent contributing members of their community. And we do that by focusing on three main areas: independent living, coursework, and employability.
And this program is not new. It's been around for quite a while.
Yes, sir. It was started, I was not part of it when it started, but 2014 it was started, so we're somewhere around year 11.
Year 11. So how is it that you gather your students for this program? I mean, do they have to qualify in some way?
They do, in the sense that, you know, they have to have an intellectual disability and they have to fit that age range.
Right.
Otherwise, it's pretty wide open as far as ability or level of disability, whichever way you want to look at it. So we go around, you know, schools invite us to come and visit with them. We go to transition fairs. Of course, the social media stuff, I don't do it. I don't know much about it, but they tell me it's pretty handy. And so this year we're excited. We had applications from 8 states and 1 foreign country.
Really?
Sure did. Just wrapped all that up. Have admitted our class that will start in the fall. And but yeah, that was exciting to see that word is getting out.
So you have how many students over there now?
So right now we have 23. In the fall, we're going to have somewhere around 30.
And is there a capacity issue? I mean, can you handle more than 30?
So that's why I hesitate. Winthrop probably wishes I would give them a solid answer. But yeah, so we're looking to hire one more full-time person in the program.
Right.
And when we get them, I feel confident we can serve probably 30 to 35 students.
Okay.
And provide the level of quality and expectation that everybody, you know, would expect from us.
So we got Jacob over here who's rubbing his hands. He's so nervous. Come on a little closer to the microphone. So, Jacob, you've been over at the Winthrop Life program for how long now? How long have you been over there?
Almost 2 whole semesters.
2 whole semesters. And tell me a little bit about some of the things that you have learned in those 2 semesters.
One there are a lot of things I've learned in Winthrop Life, but one of the many things I learned is making connections with friends and peer mentors and just making connections with friends.
That's a good idea. I mean, that's...
I love making
He's learned a valuable lesson right there.
Yeah, and that's a big part of what we do. You know, social skills are a big part of independent living, and Jacob's done a fantastic job. He was nervous about starting, but
he's
has done
nervous.
A wonderful job.
You're going to rub the skin right off those hands if you don't stop doing that. So what is it you want to do long term? Jacob, do you have any interests, things that you'd like to do?
I want to be able to, my major, I want to be able to do music performance, meaning I want to showcase the world that you can do anything that you can put your mind into.
Good for you.
That anyone that has a disability or not.
All right. So you like music?
Love music.
You love music. Do you play any instruments?
I've been playing the piano for about 9 years.
Really? Is he any good?
They tell me he's very good. I have a hard time clapping at the right time. I have to watch others. But, yeah, they tell me he's good. Sounds good to me.
All right, Jay, I don't want to leave you out of this conversation because I would imagine you are the the go-between between the boss man over here and what's going on in the dormitory. So tell me what you do in this program.
So for a residential mentor, yeah. I have two mentees that stay on the other side of me, and I help them with cleaning and washing clothes and going to, like, events around campus. And then for the peer mentor part, I have three mentees now, and I help them with their classwork, independent living skills, their jobs, and stuff like that.
So you, in many ways, are kind of like a teacher, and you're also a mom. Is that about right?
Yes.
Huh? So it's important, right, Ryan, that the life skills be taught to every one of the students, because the whole concept is to be an independent, be able to live independently.
Absolutely. So Jay actually fills two roles for us. She's a residential mentor, so she lives in Phelps Hall with our students that live on campus, and so that's the cooking, the cleaning, the attending events, and all that stuff. She's also what we call a peer mentor. So every life student is given a peer mentor 3 hours per week, and they can work on anything and everything. So some of them may work on schoolwork, some of them working on job skills, interview skills, all sorts of things. And so Jay, she's done a fantastic job, is doing a fantastic job, really in two separate roles.
So what are you working with him on? Besides the cleaning and doing the laundry and what have you, what are you working on with him specifically?
Jacob is actually not my mentee.
Ah.
Yeah,
okay.
He's not my mentee. I work with Isaiah, Jacob, the other Jacob, Jacob Reed, and...
Student number three.
Yes. Is it Paul?
Yes, and
okay, Paul.
Yeah,
sorry.
I just got Paul like
just
two
got
weeks
Paul.
Ago. Yes.
So besides teaching them these basic skills,
mm-hmm.
are you trying to figure out what makes them tick so that you can try to push them in that direction?
Not really. I kind of figure them all out like the first couple of weeks of working with them.
Right.
And it's very easy to see like things that they aren't really able to do and things they just don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
So you are what I would call a proctor mm-hmm. in the dorm. They're living on your hall with you, correct?
Yes.
So are they like most college students? Are they out there raising a little bit of cane, not paying attention to the rules?
Yes. A lot.
Huh?
A lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
So what do you have to do? Go bring them back in and say, we're not doing that?
Yes, or I'll call Mr. Morrison to talk to them.
And so with a big smile on his face, I'm just wondering, he looks like he could be one of those that could have been in your office.
They do okay. Every now and then they need a reminder of expectations, but they do pretty good. We don't cause any major damage anyway.
No major damage. So this program is open to anybody anywhere in this country?
Yes, sir, or any country. So we have admitted a student from Qatar. Make sure I pronounce that right. So there's a South Carolina connection, but still exciting. He lives in Qatar right now, applied, and he will be here in the fall.
So is this an unusual program for a university or college to have? I mean, is Winthrop exceptional in having something like this?
Well, we like to think we're exceptional, but probably no. So there's about 300 across the country. There's six in South Carolina. And we all, the six of us in South Carolina, work together. Unfortunately, we all get more applications than we can take. And our goal is for every student that wants to go to college to go. And so, you know, if Clemson doesn't have a spot, they may tell a student to reach out to us, or same with us in Coastal Carolina or whoever it may be. We really try to work together and match the student up to the best program for them.
So the program, besides teaching life skills, I mean, are we doing actual some coursework? I mean, like she talked about social studies or mathematics or whatever?
Yeah, so each life student takes 2 to 3 university courses each semester. So we require them to take a PE every semester. We call them PESH at Winthrop, but what most folks would know is PE. And then they take 1 to 2 university courses that we call high interest. So whatever they're interested in. Jacob's taking piano. Some students take writing. Some students take philosophy, dance, art, whatever they may be interested in. And then our program, we have 4 classes each semester they take with us. And that's where we really focus on employment skills, independent living skills, self-awareness, self-advocacy, those types of things.
So the classes that they take with the other students, those are required, they're required courses that went through?
They're required by us.
By you?
Yeah. So our students will not get any kind of degree from Winthrop University. They will get a letter of completion from Winthrop Life, which includes some university courses that they take. Right. It has an employability piece, has a volunteer piece, and so there's benchmarks along the way that the students have to meet to stay in the program and to complete the program. But yeah, their university courses are a fairly major part of what we do.
So give me an example of a university course that Jacob's taking.
Remind me, Jacob, what have you taken? I know piano. What else have you taken?
Fitness walking.
Fitness walking is very popular. Have you taken math or a science?
I took ACAD last semester.
So ACAD is kind of like freshman focus back in mine in your day.
So he is in a class when he takes the ACAD class. He's in a regular class with the other freshman students?
Yes, sir.
All right. So he's integrated with the regular student population.
Yeah. So the only time that life students are separated from anything on the university is during our classes. So we live integrated. We eat, play, take classes. Everything we do is you know, as integrated as it can be, I would say. Now we do pull them out for our classes where we focus on, you know, whatever it may be, employment skills, self-advocacy skills, cleaning, laundry, those types of things. But yeah, it's integrated.
And at the end, you've only been there 2 years, correct?
Yes.
You yourself? So maybe a little early to give an answer to this question. But I'm curious if you were to take a look at whoever the student was when you came versus 2 years later or 3 years later, do you really notice a marked change as a result of being in the Winthrop Life program?
Yeah, we do. We've got to collect the data on that, you know, where we can quantify it, I suppose. But you see a huge change, a very big difference. Like Jacob here, you know, so proud of him, excited for him, the growth he's made, you know, not just academically, but socially, and he's involved and he's active. And, I mean, he's doing as well as anybody could hope.
So, Jacob, tell me what you like most about being involved in the Winthrop Life program. Come on up to the microphone.
I love socializing. I love communicating and sharing that you come out of a nutshell, meaning you don't always have to be in your room all the time. Just socialize. That's how friends happen.
That's exactly right. That's how relationships are made, and relationships are a very big, important part of what we do. So what class do you enjoy the most over at Winthrop? Which class are you taking now that you enjoy the most?
I like fitness walking.
Fitness walking. And what is fitness walking? Tell me about that.
It's literally a class that you all you do is just walk 8 laps.
Did you get an A in the class?
Yes, so far.
Now, you know this big guy next to you laughing at you would probably flail. So you do. You actually go out and you do it. It's like a fast walk. Is that what you're doing?
It depends. You get to choose fast or slow.
Okay. What other class are you taking that you enjoy?
I like, there are a lot of classes, but another class I like is my piano, private piano. I take a private piano lesson on Mondays.
Good. And you've been doing that, what, for a year or two?
Almost two whole semesters.
And have you learned to play anything yet on the piano?
Not really the way I want, but I think it's improving my piano skills.
Okay.
A little better.
So you had an interest in piano before you even started with Winthrop Life?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Have you played any piano for Jay over here?
No.
Not yet.
Don't think so.
All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, Jay, don't look at the phone. Look at me. I told these guys before you arrived, we make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. The way we do them is in the white letters, and we're all going to chant it out together. So on the count of three, we're going to say exactly what happens here at Substation 2. Are you ready, everybody? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
Soup, here it is. Soup, here it is. Fight those cold weather chills with a cup of hot soup at Substation 2. We serve a rotating selection of flavors and never know what we feel like fixing, but it's all delicious. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, talking about a very interesting and very important program that Winthrop University has. It's called Winthrop Life. It's all about teaching basic life skills to young adults who have just got some intellectual issues that they're dealing with. And you've got 23 students over there. You got 30 coming in the fall. And you could probably handle more if you had more people to help you with all this. Is that about right, Brian?
Yes, sir. So unfortunately, like I say, the worst part of the whole job is we get more applications than we can take.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to grow, but at the same time, we've got to provide that level, that quality, that we promise people and that we expect of ourselves. So,
sure.
So we got to grow slowly.
And this is Ryan Morrison, of course, who's the program coordinator. Jacob Kirsch, who's one of the students over there, is with us as well. He loves being at Winthrop Life. Do you not, Jacob?
I love being at Winthrop Life. Just shine bright like a diamond.
Good for him. So, you know, there is a cost involved with this. Are there students are paying tuition, or is this grants helping out?
Yeah, so that's interesting. Most people do not know. We're essentially a private school, meaning there's no federal money, no state money. Winthrop doesn't give us money. And so all of our money is through tuition, and we call it fundraising. That's not what they call it anymore. I think they call it advancement now. But anyway, on the student side, though, there is lots of help. The state of South Carolina gives some grants and scholarships, a fair amount, very significant amounts, actually, for in-state
Good.
Residents.
Good.
The state legislature supported these programs just unbelievably well. There's other scholarships. Everything runs through FAFSA, just like a typical university. So there's lots of aid available, but like everybody, you just have to work and find it.
The thing that's really interesting is your objective is to get all of the students to basically, when they finish Winthrop Life, be able to live independently. Now, that means finding a job. So do you work at all with potential employers so they can meet the students while they're hooked in with Winthrop?
Yeah, so one of the things we take a lot of pride in, Manning, is our employability is what we call it. And it's one of our pillars, our three pillars that the program's built around. And so from the day the student gets here, they're in an internship, an apprenticeship, or a paid job. From fall of their freshman year all the way up, we're working to scale that up. You know, by the end, we want that fourth year to really be 20, 30-hour a week employment for that student so that when they graduate, year five, as we call it, looks a lot like year four, and that transition is very smooth. We've made a new hire in that regard. Shay McPhail is now our employability coordinator, doing a fantastic job. But the employment piece is a big part, whether it's paid or unpaid. It's sort of a continuum, and we hope to work our way up to, full-time employment.
Do you have like a job fair, or do you just try to find out what they're interested in and hook them up with a potential employer?
So we do. We meet with the students twice a year, and their families, any support that they may have to identify short-term, long-term goals, interest, and all that. But something we're very excited about, I believe it is on April 10th, is our first ever employer summit. And so what we're doing, Shay McPhail is leading that up. She's reaching out to businesses in the community that we currently do not have partnerships with. Invite them in. They're going to get breakfast. They're going to learn about the program. They're going to meet some students. Just to continue to try to find new opportunities. But I will have to say, I think we have 41 employment partners right now.
Woo.
The city of Rock Hill, the York County in general, we can't say enough good things about the support our program has received from employers, from donors, just across the board. Unbelievable how the community has embraced the program.
So that means that you have gotten several dozen students placed in employment opportunities?
We do. So, obviously we have 23 sites right now that we're using. And so those others, I'm not going to try to do that math, 18 or whatever it is, are just there saying, hey, we're willing, we're ready when you have someone. So that's a great problem to have.
Oh, it is a great problem. So obviously the employer will have an opportunity to meet who the student is, assess their abilities. And with most of these larger companies, I'm sure they've got all kinds of opportunities to plug them in where their skill set is.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do. Like Jacob, he's since he got here, all I've heard is radio, radio, radio. We hadn't been able to get him a radio job, but when this opportunity came around, we knew that was his interest. Same way with a job. We know their dream job is what we call it in the program. We may have to do something else in the twixt and tween, as they say, right. But we always want it to be in line with their skills, with their interests, all those sorts of things.
So, Jacob, where are your interests? I mean, has he had a chance to meet with any employers yet?
Yeah, so Jacob is actually in a paid job. You want to tell him about your
tell
job?
Tell me about your job, Jacob.
Yes, my paid job is Thompson Hall, which is literally right across from where I live, Phelps Hall.
Right.
What I do there is I'm the dish bus boy, is what they usually call me, the bus boy. I clean the dishes. I take out the trash. I also take out the trash out in the dining hall.
Everybody's had a job like that, including me. Everybody's had a job. That's got a start. Good for you. Good for you. So I got to think that one of the other challenges would be these students, if they are going to be in the real world, they're going to have to figure out the transportation issue.
Oh, boy.
What do you do with this?
that's a good one. So we have a young man right now. He's working downtown. I may have to go get him looking at this weather, but he rode his bike today, so we work on biking or scooters. They all ride these little electric scooters nowadays, and we use the bus system. You know, Rock Hill has MyRide and free of charge, which is very nice, and kind of circling back to the community and the way they've embraced and supported this program. So again, there's no outside money, you know, and we had a community partner donor come and gave us a certain amount of money where every Life student has 4 Lyft rides. Lyft, you know what Lyft is, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
You better explain.
I've never used it, but so rideshare, Lyft, Uber, all those things. Yeah. And so what we do, we teach the safety part.
Yeah.
So how do I make sure it's my driver? How do I make sure they're taking me where I'm supposed to be going? But what was so wonderful about this is you have to pay them. You know, you can't just, you know, tell them you change your mind when they show up. So with 23 students, that comes a pretty big bill. But now we're able to do that 4 times a month for each student so that it's repetitive enough to where they really learn the safety part is what we're after. Uh-huh. But it also opens up opportunities for them to travel around town.
Is there a possibility that some of your students could actually get a driver's license?
We hope so. We hope so. Tomorrow at 2:30 is our we have 5 students taking their South Carolina driver's permit exam. We feel very confident that they will pass, so we'll keep you posted on that. We also have, I think there's 3 students that that already have their permit or their license. They already had it when they arrived at the program.
So what's coming up?
Oh, boy, spring break. Thank goodness, next week.
You need a break.
But after that, like I say, the Employer Summit is coming up. We've got mock interviews coming up in March that we're excited about. So that gives our students an opportunity to interview in a job interview situation with a stranger. So they get very very good interviewing with us, you know, in-house. But then when you add in that person they're not as comfortable with, that changes it up. So we're excited about that. We've got graduation on May 10th. We have 4 students graduating, completing the program. I think that. What else, Jacob? That's about it.
I'm very proud of all the students succeeding in Winthrop Life. I'm very proud.
Well, I think they're very proud of you, too, because I think you've represented the program very well.
Yes.
And how old are you, Jacob?
I'm currently 19 years old.
Currently 19? Expected to advance to 20
yes.
Sometime in the next few seconds? Oh, that's great. So what would you like to make sure, Jacob, once you think about this, what would you like to make sure everybody out there listening to this broadcast knows about Winthrop Life and what it's meant to you?
Winthrop Life is what Winthrop Life means to me is making friendships, making connections with friends in Winthrop Life and outside of Winthrop Life.
And apparently they've also done a very good job teaching you the basics of what it takes to kind of live independently, because that's what you want to do, right?
Yes.
You're right.
Live independently.
And play the piano.
Yes. Be able to show the whole world that you can do anything that you can put your mind into.
Attaboy. That's the attitude I like. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, we're going to do this one more time. You did such a good job, Jacob. Here we go. Fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How we do it is that the magic is right there in the white letters. So let's tell everybody outside what the heck is going on inside. Are we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.